Saat ditanya dari mana ia berasal, Li Yue, seorang pelajar Cina di University of Sydney, mengatakan ia diberitahu bahwa ia berasal dari tali pusar ibunya. Bahkan di usianya yang 21 tahun, Li dibuat percaya akan hal yang sama seperti dengan mereka yang lahir berpuluh-puluh tahun lalu di Cina. Hal ini, pendengar, mungkin terdengar konyol di kalangan masyarakat Barat. Namun bagi para pelajar internasional yang berlatar belakang Cina, kurangnya pendidikan seks nyata adanya, dan hal itu dapat membuat mereka tersakiti di tempat seperti Australia. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Min Luo. Li Yue mengatakan bahwa dirinya tidak pernah mendapatkan pendidikan seks di Cina, baik itu di sekolah ataupun di rumah.
I came to Australia when I was 16 and I have been studying high school.
I didn't receive any formal sexual education back in China.
Ia mengatakan bahwa ayahnya menolak untuk membelikannya komputer dan juga smartphone demi mencegahnya mengakses material seksual secara online. Ia menambahkan bahwa seks jelas merupakan topik yang tidak menjadi bahan perbincangan.
When there's a kissing scene on the television, I would just walk away until the scene had finished. It's pretty awkward to watch the scene with my parents.
Li mengatakan pengetahuan yang sangat terbatas tentang seks tidak nampak mempengaruhinya karena ia tidak memiliki pacar. Namun banyak kisah menyedihkan dari para pelajar dari Cina yang ada di Australia. Li menceritakan pengalaman temannya.
I have heard my friends saying that, I heard that story. It's like my friend is on her monthly period and she and her boyfriend thought that it's like the safe period. So they had sex and she ended up in hospital due to excessive bleeding. Oh, another friend told me that when they are having their first time, her boyfriend gave her special drinks like beer with MSG to intensify sexual desire, and she ended up having dizziness and vomiting.
Salah seorang pelajar sains di University of Technology Sydney bernama Jessie masih emosional saat menceritakan tentang pengalamannya.
3 years ago, when I was studying at UNSW library, a guy claimed to be a local student had approached me and asked me, "Are you Chinese?" I said yes. Then he asked me out. I refused him politely because I was really busy. Then he started to cursing me with dirty words. And at the beginning of 2017, the same person had approached me again at the same place and started with the same sentence. "Are you Chinese?" I said no, because I didn't want to talk. Then he spit on my desk. So it has been 3 years, and it seems that Chinese girls are his only target, because our stereotypes are innocent, had no sex education, and reluctant to speak up. And within 3 years, our tolerance had made him worse.
Jessie mengatakan bahwa para orang tua Cina mengajarkan anak-anaknya untuk memperlakukan orang lain dengan baik dan juga sopan. Namun, sama halnya dengan Li Yue, ia mengatakan bahwa para orang tua tidak mengajarkan kapan saatnya perlu untuk mengatakan tidak.
I had 12 years of education in China. There's never anyone who taught me formally about how to protect myself.
Dalam beberapa situasi, pendengar, kurangnya pendidikan seks ini bahkan terbukti dapat mengancam nyawa seseorang. Karena takut akan dikenali oleh teman sekelasnya atau meninggalkan catatan medis dalam berkasnya, seorang pelajar internasional bernama Lily memilih untuk menggunakan pil aborsi di rumah daripada mencari bantuan ke rumah sakit. Lily kemudian mengalami pendarahan hebat dan si pacar pada akhirnya harus membawanya ke sebuah klinik aborsi di Sydney. Dosen senior di University of New South Wales, Andrew Kahn, yang juga seorang spesialis fertilitas di daerah Chinatown, mengatakan bahwa hal itu juga bukanlah langkah yang terbaik untuk mengatasi permasalahan.
We don't recommend anything that, you know, people do that is without consulting the specialist. So something like, you know, medicine to try and terminate a pregnancy, or, you know, some sort of surgical procedure, really has to be done with not only just general practitioners, but probably specialist supervision, because there are side effects from it. It may not work. They need to be warned about bleeding tendencies.
Dr. Khan mengatakan bahwa dirinya jelas dapat melihat kurangnya pendidikan seks di antara pelajar-pelajar yang berasal dari China.
My clinic is in Chinatown, so, and it's quite close to a lot of universities like UTS and Sydney University. We also have a lot of English classes, English schools around this area. So I would say I would see a majority of the patients that needed termination of pregnancies or pregnant unexpectedly, because I'm positioned in this area that I see a lot of these sort of patients.
Ia menambahkan bahwa mereka salah memahami fakta yang ada.
The biggest misunderstanding is about the fertile or infertile period. So a lot of patients, a lot of the female patients think that if they have intercourse, sexual intercourse, just before, just after a period, they are safe because they are not ovulating during that time. That is the biggest misunderstanding.
Direktur dari Sydney University Health Service, Associate Professor Ian Marshall, telah menangani permasalahan kesehatan seksual para pelajar asal China ini selama 10 tahun ia bekerja. Dirinya setuju bahwa banyak kesalahpahaman terkait dengan masalah seksual dalam komunitas tersebut.
A lot of the Chinese students may be somewhat naive about sexual matters. My experience probably less Chinese students have had any sexual experience at the same age here as Australian students would have.
Guru bahasa Inggris Alison Margaret mengatakan dirinya mendapati pengalaman yang sama di kelasnya.
Based on my experience working as a teacher of academic English in a university preparation program, I had a lot of Chinese students in this class. A lot of the students didn't really have a very mature attitude towards sex, I suppose. When it did come up in readings or in listenings or things that we were doing, the students tended to find it quite funny, as opposed to something that was serious. It was interesting because most of these students were 18, 19, 20 years old, and in Australia, most students of that age will have quite a more deep understanding of sex and intimate relationships.
Bagi banyak pelajar dan juga profesional, masalah ini seperti istilah gajah dalam ruangan, subjek yang secara konstan ada, namun tidak dibahas secara terbuka. Jessie, yang kini berusia 19 tahun, menjelaskannya demikian.
I've came to Australia for 3 years and have never experienced any formal education about sex and how to protect ourselves. Sometimes I could say a sentence paired on the computer screen of UTS library. Sexual harassment is unacceptable. But university had never done something formally to teach us how to behave and how to protect ourselves.
Dr. Marshall mengatakan pendidikan seks tersedia di perguruan tinggi Australia, namun dalam bentuk yang informal.
We would use what we call opportunistic health education when patients come to us to talk about these things. They might be coming in for contraceptive advice, or to discuss various different options in terms of contraception. We would talk to them then about sexually transmitted disease, how to reduce the risks. We've got various brochures we can give them, and then health information.
Bagi para pelajar Cina, ada dua hal besar yang berada di balik berbagai kesalahpahaman tentang seks. Yang pertama adalah kurangnya pendidikan seks. Yang kedua adalah sedikit atau bahkan tidak adanya pemahaman tentang sistem kesehatan di Australia dan juga kebijakan-kebijakan yang berhubungan dengan sistem tersebut. Jessie mengatakan hal ini sesuai dengan apa yang dihadapi oleh temannya.
She has very regular menstrual cycle. She was confident about safe period. So once during her safe period, she allowed her partner to have sex with her without using condom, and she got pregnant. But the lucky thing is she is a medical science student, so she did abortion successfully in Sydney.
Yang dimaksud Jessie adalah temannya beruntung karena ia memiliki akses terhadap informasi tentang bagaimana melakukan aborsi di Sydney. Dalam kasus yang lain, umum diketahui bahwa para pelajar Cina kembali ke Cina untuk melakukan aborsi karena mereka mendengar bahwa aborsi dilarang di New South Wales. Menyadari bahwa hambatan bahasa dapat membuat para pelajar Cina ini menjadi enggan atau tidak mau mendapatkan bantuan dari pusat kesehatan di universitas mereka, University of Sydney berencana untuk menyediakan brosur dalam bahasa Cina. Dr. Marshall mengatakan bahwa hal ini sangatlah penting.
Of course, an English-speaking university, yeah, and everybody's supposed to be able to understand English, but it's obviously easier for people to have things in their own language.
Dr. Khan menambahkan bahwa universitas merupakan tempat paling tepat untuk membuat perubahan.
University is the ideal place because they all have to go to, they're here to go to university or go to language school, so that would be the ideal place where they can not only provide correct information, because there's lots of information, it's not like that information is not available, but a lot of the information is not correct. So it would be good that if the schools and universities can direct them to websites or direct them to doctors or sex education programs that give them the correct information to prevent unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases.
Dr. Marshall juga mengatakan bahwa pembahasan mengenai kesehatan seksual akan menjadi bagian dari program orientasi bagi pelajar internasional di University of Sydney pada tahun 2018 mendatang.